Some new R&B by A.M. Anthony Martin I have with me tonight. The phone lines are open. My guest line, 657-383-0771. Welcome, Mr. Martin. Are you with me this evening?
Lady Diva, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. That was the exclusive for that record. That's the first time it's been heard anywhere. So that's dope. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it is dope. It is dope. And it kind of threw me when I first heard it. And it really takes you back to the grown and sexy old R&B. And thank you so much for your talent. You have a beautiful voice.
Tell us all
where you are calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a small town just south of Seattle, Washington. I'm in Bonnie Lake, Washington, which is not known, so I figured I'd just say Seattle. right out on the West Coast.
All right, the West Coast. Now, all the ladies wants to know, tell us all how your journey began in the music industry with R&B. Anthony?
Well, the journey is long and tumultuous, but I will try to skip the brutal details.
Okay.
So I came up singing in the church like a lot of R&B artists do, honing my skills singing gospel music. And by the time I was about 13, 14, I decided that I wanted to really do it full-time as a professional. And my brother-in-law was a rap artist in Reno, Nevada. So I went down there and spent my first time in the studio at the ripe age of 14, singing backgrounds for a rap artist. And then that wasn't quite enough for me. So I needed to do something where I was really featuring more of my vocals and not just singing over hip hop tracks, right? So a friend of mine that I went to school with was in a group. At the time, the name of the group was Sudden Impact. And if you've seen the Motown Philly video, Boys to Men, it's the white group at the end of the video that's sitting around in front of Gino's Steakhouse in Philly. And I went to school with one of the members. And so we had been in contact back and forth. And at this time, they were leaving Virgin and going over to Universal with Blackground Records, which was Aaliyah's label.
Okay.
And so through communication, I ended up down in Los Angeles with them, and I was singing some backgrounds on some of their records, and I was what you would call an artist in waiting on Blackground. So their album was due to come out next, and then I was on deck to come out behind them. And then when Aaliyah passed so tragically, and and changed the world of music forever, and changed Blackground Records forever as well. And found my way back up to Washington, and was working on independent records, and just trying to stay involved with music as much as I could. And then next, I met A Flat, the producer for H-Town, and H-Town and Silk and Jodeci, and a lot of the legend groups came to Seattle to do some work, to do a Ladies Night Out concert series. And I met the brothers doing that, and we linked up, and we kicked it, off immediately. And so Flat welcomed me to the H-Town family, and we did a couple of records together. And then, H-Town started doing their music again. So other projects kind of went on the back burner, and they started focusing more on putting the H-Town brand back out there. And that's when, just before they did their new record, Green Light, which was pretty dope. So then I was on my own again, right? So I'm on my own again, and the ups and downs of the music business. But I keep grinding, I keep singing. And eventually I meet one of my best friends in the world, Taiwan Peavy, who is my producer, my co-writer, my best friend, basically, my partner.
Hey,
in crime
let's
in the
give
music
a
game.
Shout out. Let's give a
shout,
shout out.
Shout out, Taiwan. My man, you saved me from the drudges, brother. You pulled me up on my bootstraps. No.
All right now.
So I was really at a point where I was kind of done with music, when Ty and I met. And he was like, nah, you were given this gift for a reason, so let's see what we can put together. And we started working. We started making some records. I was really enjoying the vibe and the camaraderie. And we put together a nice little powerhouse, kind of like a super group called KRB, Kings of R&B. And what it was a throwback to those 90s style R&B artists and the early 2000s that were really singing. Nowadays it's a lot of auto-tune, it's a lot of just monotone, you know what I mean? So we wanted to take it back to the real music when it was really saying something. And we had some good success. And we still work together on the KRB project. In fact, we've got a few records right now. We're working on the next album for KRB right now.
Cool.
And I wanted to touch on that. I'm friends with G.I. Jackson from H-Town and some of these other guys. And when we first put that group out, Kings of R&B, it was when all that flack with Jock Keys was going on. And he just called himself the King of R&B, and Keith Sweat was upset with him, and then kind of like the whole R&B world was an uproar. Tank got involved. And I wanted to clarify something. Every man is born a king. Whether he decides to take that path is another story. So when we say the Kings of R&B, we don't mean we are the kings. We are the one and onlys. We are all kings by birthright.
Yes.
And
yes,
we choose to follow that path and be positive and be good fathers and be good friends. You know what I mean? So that's really what we mean by kings. It's all inclusive. Like, anyone that has that positive vibe upbeat, they can rock with us, and we'll all be kings together. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, thank you for
after we did, of course, after we did the initial KRB project, it was time to start working on the Anthony Martin AM project. So I started working on my solo album, and that's a piece of it, what you just played. And then my first single dropped on the 22nd of February.
Yeah,
it's You've Got Me, which I'm pretty sure I sent you that as well. It's been doing really well, especially in the UK. So I'm really proud of that, and I'm really proud of these records. And we're constantly in the studio. We're constantly putting these records together, and we have a really tight relationship to where Ty will send me a track. I'll get in the studio. I'll lay it. I'll send it back to him. He'll mix it, and our turnaround is so fast and so fluent. It's a beautiful relationship. Best one I've ever had in music.
Well, all right. Thank you very much for that information. Wow. So are you doing any live performances where you live at in your community?
Well, right now I'm actually just in the process of recording. I'm not doing live performances at the moment, but I'm always open to them. I'm also an actor and a voice actor, so I spend a lot of time you know, I do theater and I'm on stage a lot, and I sing on stage obviously too. But as far as performing with the new material, we have not started touring yet or doing spot dates. But I'm definitely open to it.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you. So, do you have website information you want to give?
Absolutely.
And also the social sites that you're listed on. Please give that information. I'm quite our listeners want to know who you are and want to follow up with you. Go ahead.
Certainly. Certainly. On all social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's AnthonyMartin_AM. Just the two letters, AM, like first thing in the morning, or like the initials, Anthony Martin. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. Actually, I'm sorry, on Twitter, it's just AnthonyMartin_, because there wasn't enough characters to give me the AM. But
okay, okay.
And then on Facebook, right, and on Facebook, my music site is at I Am, so I Am, AM Music. So I Am AM Music. It's a mouthful, but it's actually quite simple. In fact,
yeah,
the first album will be entitled I Am AM, so that it'll be kind of bring everything full circle. And then
so,
the website, I'm actually developing a website now, and it's AnthonyMartinMedia.com. And what that is it's going to be an all-inclusive site that's going to highlight my music, the Kings of R&B records, and links to how to get to those sites as well. As well as my voice acting reels and acting reels on film reels. And also I'll be developing young artists. So I'll be doing artist development on there as well.
All right. All right. So the new album coming up, will it just be you singing solo, or are you with your...
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No,
and
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Will the information about your new album, will you let all the fans and followers know on all your social sites and your website?
Absolutely. I get tired of you flooding them with all my information.
well,
no, but it'll definitely be on there.
Okay. And this song track, Tell Me, what made you come up with the title of that song? I know it's a brief story behind it.
Well, Tell Me is about getting a woman to tell me what it is that she wants me to do. Like, I'm open to whatever the game is. So, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay,
yeah, you
yeah.
like it type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's just that sexy vibe. You know, we're taking the R&B
yeah.
back to where it was and
yeah.
trying to bring it back to where it's grown and sexy.
Yeah. Well, you really flipped me out, because I kept looking at you, and then I seen you did a video of yourself singing a cappella, like, and I'm like, this dude is getting
down. Oh, you're
talking
about the favorite girl one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, I was so tickled.
Now, I didn't know if that was taboo with all the R. Kelly stuff going on, whether it was taboo to have that video, but I love the song, so I figured I was singing it. It wasn't ours, so that we should be good.
Well, you know what? I'm always listening to a lot of new music through a lot of independent artists, and R. Kelly ain't something I'm into anymore. So, how you feel doing cover songs, by the way?
Doing cover songs,
just doing
it's
your
something part of the game. Like, I enjoy it if I can make it mine. I was in a band for 6 years where we did this circuit to like the casinos and all the places all around Washington, Oregon, California. And we did nothing but covers. So you kind of get to a point where you're comfortable doing it. But I try to sneak in some original material every now and then, you know, just so I can feel my creative roots.
Right, right. Well, you are very talented, very skillful. You know how to use your voice. I want to spend
Thank you
this
so
next
much.
Song, You've Got Me. What's the story behind this one?
You've Got Me is a beautiful record. I love it to death. It's Taiwan wrote it, and it is just it is a fantastic idea of you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to look anywhere else. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to need to know, because I got what you need and I'm right here. You've got me, is what I'm telling you. You know, you don't need to keep running around and doing what you're doing, because I'm going to take care of everything.
Oh, wow. I know the ladies love to hear that. Well, ladies, here is AM singing You Got Me. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Gotta tell you, keep your head up. Cause you don't wanna try no more. And you don't wanna cry no more. He got you looking so crazy. Heard he just had a new baby. By my count, that's two. Since the very first day that he met you. Now you wanna be your wife. But you know that he ain't the guy. So it's time to switch the game up. I've been waiting for you to change up. Maybe I can call you babe. Tell me all about your day. Maybe we can get away. Cause you deserve a break.
I know what you want.
I know.
I know what you need.
I do. Tired, always done what's required. You feel like you're sleeping with a liar. Inside your heart's on fire. I've told you this before. You ain't gotta worry about him no more. Baby, let me take the lead. Cause you're dealing with a brother from another league.
I play to win, not play to lose.
Girl, I know everything you've been through. So baby, just trust in me.
And I'ma give you what you need.
I know it won't be easy. Girl, you gotta believe me. I won't get too greedy. Girl, I'm hungry for your love to feed me.
I know what you
know.
I know
what you need. What you want. What you need, baby. Like the weather, want you to see what you got, and how my love it won't never stop. I'm not him, I'm so different. I'll give you what you're missing. You know you need love, baby. I got love, and I'ma do whatever it takes not to let your heart break.
Running up my arms, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I believe.
Oh, that is a
be...
good thing.
Yeah, that is good, real good, and I really love that one. Oh my goodness, it gets me real high, ladies out there.
Cheek. I'm over here blushing. You better stop. My cheeks are about to explode right now.
Call my guest line number and cool things off for me here. All right, phone lines open. Call my guest line number. 657-383-0771. This is Lady Diva speaking with AM here on the air. So how do you feel about your singles right now, Mr. Martin?
Man, I love them. I really do. Like, this project is coming together so nice. And I know you've only heard two of the songs, but we're about 15 songs deep on the album. It'll come out in April.
And
it is really going to be something special.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. So, are there any other future new music projects coming up? Can you give us a little detail
about?
Oh,
man, our camp has all kinds of projects right now.
Okay. Are you collaborating with some other artists as well, do you know?
I am.
Wow.
So I've got a record on my upcoming album with Shondella Roberts, who is featured on one of them, called Broken Strings. And I'm featured on one of her records with Ty and their duo called Smooth Blend, which is out right now and available everywhere that digital music is sold. And it's called Planned Vacation. I'm proud of that one, too. That was a real nice record. So Taiwan currently has Signature 2 that's available everywhere. My single is available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever digital music is sold. And we've got the KRB project that we're working on currently.
Yeah.
And the Smooth Blend will be working on a part two of their sessions. So we're staying real, real busy.
This is so exciting. I'm glad you contacted me. I love your singles.
Thank you
blessings
so much
to
for
you.
Having me.
What is that ultimate desire you want the people to get out of your music, Anthony?
What I really want the people to get from my music is a feeling of just that it's okay to love and it's okay to be sensitive and vulnerable, and it's okay to express yourself. A lot of times these dudes out here walking around and they got to be so hard all the time. You don't have to be like that. And that's my message. You don't have to. I'm a big, strong man. And I have a lyric that says, I'm big, but I cry behind closed doors because I'm sensitive and I'm open to that, you know. And the message is, don't be afraid to be who you are, especially in this day and age where everyone's getting persecuted for how they believe and how they think and how they feel and how they act. Be you, because if you're not you, then the world is a whole lot duller, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people seek out fake people in a minute, and a lot of people can tell. I would like to ask you this. Will you be doing any gospel music in the future, since
you sung
in the church?
That is definitely a strong possibility, because you can never get too far from your roots.
That's right. And so can you give us your social sites information and tell us all when your website will be ready? Will you put that on your social pages?
It will be, yes. If you follow me, you'll be privy to all the information, the releases, the single, the links to get the singles, etc. On Facebook, it's at I Am AM Music. And then on Instagram, it's at AnthonyMartin_AM. And on Twitter, it's at AnthonyMartin_. And I really try to be involved with all my fans. So anyone contacts me, I pretty much am the one that responds. So a lot of artists have teams that do all their social stuff for them. I try to handle mine as often as I can. So I'm on there. I'm a constant force in your face there.
Well, that's good. And thank you for that information. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you on your music journey. Go ahead, Anthony.
Thank you so much. First and foremost, I got to thank God, because without God, I wouldn't have the talent. I wouldn't be here. None of this would
Amen.
Be even happening right now. Okay.
Amen.
And so I also thank God for my man, Ty, because if it wasn't for Taiwan, I wouldn't be here right now, because he really pulled me out of the dark place and brought me back into music in a real way. So shout out to him. Shout out to my family, who is always been supportive since day one. Since I could talk, I've been singing. Me and supported me and been very gracious with their love and acceptance of who I am. And to my kids who are always there for me, like regardless, no matter what. to all the fans, man. So I've got some day one fans that have been such soldiers, like sharing my music and just engaging on social media with me and everything like that, and buying the records, all that. Matter of fact, I've got an archive album on my Bandcamp site that's available right now. It's a 10-song album. It's a 10-song EP. And that's www.iamamusic.bandcamp.com. And that's just kind of archive music that I throw up and that I threw together before I started working on this project. But I just, all my fans have been so good. Like, I've dealt with so many ups and downs in music. A, being a white dude singing R&B is already a tough, tough road, right? Just right out the gate. I've had some really, really dope fans that have just been supportive and kicked doors open. And, you know, it's just, I love
that. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And thank you all for that information. Pete Anthony Martin, can you throw us a note with your vocals? Just a little bit.
I knew you. Well, since it started in gospel, I guess I could take it back there, because no one ever talks bad about you if you sing gospel. So
there you go. That's right.
Let's see what I got for you.
Jesus, great is the God in important. His love for me, there have been no less than I am most alone, as in dark, yes,
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. You go on and get down with your bad self. You too much. Now, the last question of the show I want to ask you, what are your words of wisdom? Any advice you want to give to those entering into the music industry like you in R&B?
Absolutely. Number one, first and foremost, never give up. Never give up. I don't care if it takes you to your deathbed to just keep going. Keep doing it. There's so many obstacles. There's so many things that are going to get in your way. Life is going to get in the way. Just keep trying. Never give up on your passion. Never give up on your dream. Because as long as you're dreaming and you are believing and you are putting in the work and the time, your dreams do come true. Like, I know it's a cliche thing to say, but they really do come true. And always stay true to who you are. I've had multiple opportunities. Oh, just sing country. Oh, just do this, just do that. And no, I can't be who I'm not. Contrary to popular demand, I can wear multiple hats. But when it comes to pouring out my soul and my heart and my passion into my music, I am who I am. And I don't make any excuses for it. So be who you are and never give up. That would be my advice to everyone.
Amen. I hear you on that. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Now, we're at the end of our showcase. Mr. Martin, if you have anything else you want to put out there, any information or anything, you're welcome to do so right now. I will spin Tell Me Again for all our fans out there. And if anybody misses the show, stay with that link. Keep that link. Copy and paste it. Pass it around. Play it on your phone. Get them earbuds cleaned out and look
really
good. Yeah. So do you have anything else you want to say? Any other words you want to bring
out?
I do.
I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to come on and chat with you for a little bit. I really appreciate the love. And to all your listeners and all the fans, you guys keep believing in, keep supporting independent R&B music. We're out here. We really are. We hear you talking. We hear you saying what you want. We're trying to give it to you. Just keep listening. We're here. And I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your participation for this evening's show. It has been recorded. If anybody have missed it, they are welcome to listen to it any time. I will keep it going, and you are more than welcome to come back on the show, Anthony, with your new music projects as well. And thank you. Have a blessed evening. All right, everyone.
Thank you. Do the same.
Oh, thank you. Good night. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Here is Tell Me. Good night, everyone.
Can I tell you that you're edible?
Can I tell you that?